This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz with Morning Devotions. One of the memorable movies I've seen is Titanic. I guess everyone's seen the movie Titanic, 1997 came out, based on the story of the tragic sinking of the unsinkable ship RMS Titanic. That was April 14, 1912. And the biggest maritime disaster of all time happened at 20 minutes to midnight on that night, April 14, 1912. I guess we all know basically what happened. The ship hit an iceberg. The iceberg glanced on the side of the ship, caused the plates to buckle, the rivets to pop, and the Titanic was doomed. And tragically, there was a total of 2,206 people on board this magnificent ocean liner, and it broke in two, and only 705 passengers and crew were rescued. Now, it certainly was a tragedy. Now, there's a lot to this story. It was said back then, talking about 1912, that this ship would never sink, and people were boasting. They were saying not even God himself could sink the Titanic. And I think about what a strange statement. It feels like so many people were in charge of their own destiny, and they kind of felt that it was just not possible for anything to happen on board the ship. How wrong they were. They had no fear of the elements or the deep ocean. It was believed back then that man's intelligence and wisdom could conquer the universe. Well, you had these people on board the Titanic, some of them very wealthy, well-known people, and they had every confidence that this world-class ship was fine. They thought everything had been provided. And on that terrible night, they were ordered to put on life jackets. Some of them refused to put on the life jackets, saying they didn't want to mess up their evening gowns. And some were urged to get into the lifeboats. Well, why should we get into the boats and this freezing night? We'll just be coming back on board in a few minutes. And many of them laughed when the stewards and the porters tried to warn them that this ship was going down. And this reminded me, thinking about the Titanic, that life is unpredictable. And it's interesting that even James Cameron, the film's producer and director, said the lesson of this story is that life is uncertain, the future is unknowable, and the unthinkable is possible. How true it is. Great statement. Life is uncertain, the future unknowable, and the unthinkable possible. So those on board the RMS Titanic, they were in deep trouble. And the loss of that wonderful ship left the world shaken in unbelief. But I've found that in the Bible, Psalm 108 verse 12, it says something that's very interesting. Give us help from trouble, for no one else can rescue us. That's what the psalmist prayed in Psalm 108 verse 12. And how true it was for these poor people that night. A ship nearby ignored the distress call, and many drowned in the icy waters of that ocean. It's true that God is in charge of our world. He's bigger than a Titanic. In Ecclesiastes 9, Solomon says, as long as we're alive and we still have hope, life is short. The fastest runners and the greatest heroes don't always win the races and the battles. Wisdom, intelligence, and skill, he said, don't always make you healthy, rich, or popular. We each have our share of bad luck. And then verse 12 of Ecclesiastes 9, none of us know when we might fall victim to a sudden disaster, like the Titanic, I guess we could add, and we find ourselves like fish in a net or birds in a trap. So the wise man urges us to look beyond ourselves. We live as if we're the master of our own fate, the captain of our own soul. And in the New Testament, it says in James chapter 4, verse 14, how do you know what's going to happen tomorrow? For the length of your lives is uncertain as the morning fog. Now you see it, and soon it's gone. That's the Living Bible. And it's a shock, isn't it, that life is brief. How long will you live? I mean, the passengers on board Titanic had no idea what was going to happen on that very cold night. They were having a good time. We need to celebrate, I think, every day and live our life to the fullest. And we don't know what's going to happen. If you can dream and not let dreams become your master, then you'll be a man, said Rudyard Kipling. We need to look at today. Thank you, Lord, that there is today. That's all we've got. Help us to value and appreciate that, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen.